Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
I got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It is Chris Pavona with your fantasy sports news update. The one time Mike Cardano cannot get mad at me for doing this, Stanley Cup final tonight, Game 7 in Boston between the Bruins and the St. Louis Blues. Puck drops at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Fans in St. Louis looking to watch the Blues in Game 7 of the game tonight with a few thousand friends have another option. Busch Stadium. Tickets to the Blues watch party at their 18,400-seat Enterprise Center sold out in 31 minutes on Monday, according to St. Louis TV station KSDK. So, to meet that demand, the Blues announced a second party where fans can watch the game on the big screen, this one to be held at the 46,000-seat home of the St. Louis Cardinals. Dane, if you had to put interesting prop bet on this, 46,000 people can sit in Busch Stadium. Over under, how many people will be at Busch Stadium to watch Game 7 tonight?
15,000.
What do you would that be your over under?
No, that's the line I'm hanging. So now you have to be over or under 15,000.
Okay, I think I'd still
go
over.
I'm the book. I'm hanging the number. You know,
you're going the number. I like that.
I would have to go over, though. I would absolutely have to. I mean, again, this is the first time. This is the possibility that the first time.
Would you do that, though? Honestly,
would I?
If the Rangers are in the Stanley Cup, right, and you can't get a ticket to the Garden, are you paying money to go to, like, Yankee Stadium to watch the game on the big screen, though? Honestly, Bavona?
See, but you're comparing New York and St. Louis. That's apples and oranges right there, because you know for a fact that New York, they have plenty of places to watch it for free. You can go to Bryant Park where they do free movies there. They did that for the Stanley Cup.
You don't think that's happening in St. Louis tonight? I don't know the name of the damn park, but underneath the arch, you don't think they can't project something where they do like their summer movie series or whatever?
There is a slight problem with St. Louis, though, as being kind of one of the most dangerous cities in the country. So,
well, they have Ballpark Village, guys, which is where the Cardinals play, and it is its own encased where the ballpark is, and exactly, Dan, there is open spaces out there. They usually focus on the Cardinals game, but
I'm not paying to go to a stadium to watch something on.
Right. Ballpark Village is because the Blues stadium where they play is not far from where the Cardinals play. So it's not uncommon for guys to go in there on a big projector on the big screen outside. They'll be posting the game there. I'm sure of that.
Hey, listen, guys.
I'm just not paying for it, Bavona. I think people will. No. I personally would not.
No, I agree with you. I wouldn't pay for it, but if it was my only option, I might at least consider it if I was a Blues fan. But
and they haven't won the cup in so long, honestly, what I'm doing is I'm trying to, like, I bet there's a lot of people watching it with their dads, with their grandfathers, you know, with their good friends that have toiled with them, like Gabe Morency. You know, he's been like, oh my God, it's been 25 years. These Blues, you said, what, haven't won the Cup since like the 50s or something? I think if now they're on the precipice, they are watching it in intimate settings with people they are close to and love, to hug the right person if and when they finally do win the Cup. That's the way I'd play it. I'd be with all my good friends so we could all celebrate this together.
Well, talking about accommodations for this game tonight, the other baseball team in this Stanley Cup matchup, the Boston Red Sox, recognize that there will be only one game in town on Wednesday night. The Red Sox moved up the start of their Wednesday game against the Texas Rangers to accommodate the Boston Bruins for the decisive Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final across town. The game at Fenway Park was scheduled to start at 7:10 p.m., but the Red Sox decided to move up the first pitch to 4:05 p.m., as the team said, quote, as courtesy to fans who want to watch Game 7, which is pretty much going to be everybody in Boston. But
the Bruins are smart. They try to get David Ortiz out of his hospital bed to make an appearance in that arena before Game 7, and that crowd would go bonkers.
Exactly. Talk about, Anyways, I think hopefully David Ortiz is still doing well. And
let's go Blues. That crowd would go nuts.
I'm just going to say
him the national anthem or something.
Exactly. NBA finals tomorrow night, Game 6 in Oakland. But Warriors star forward Kevin Durant will not be in Oakland. He's flying to New York City, not to meet with the Knicks or the Nets, but yet to undergo an MRI on his injured Achilles, according to sources telling ESPN. League sources were saying to ESPN's Ramona Shelburne and Adrian Wojnarowski that the team believes the MRI will confirm an Achilles tear that Durant suffered in Golden State's 106-105 win over the Raptors in Game 5. Of the NBA Finals. The Warriors, who returned back to Oakland, California on Tuesday, are expected to announce the results of the MRI either Tuesday night or Wednesday, guys. And finally, today, group matchups from the World Cup today. We've got Nigeria versus South Korea in Group A, France versus Norway also in Group A, and in Group B, it's Germany versus Spain. That's going to be later on tonight at 6 p.m. 12 o'clock Eastern today. And then Team USA's next match isn't until June 16th against Chile. That is the news for me, Chris Pavona. It is Wednesday. And like I said, let's go Blues.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it ride!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Final hour. Make it rain. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And, of course, we've got our Make It Rain plays of the day coming up. NHL Game 7 Stanley Cup Finals. We've got World Cup action going on. We got a Game 6 tomorrow. We got Major League Baseball. Oh, yeah. We got a U.S. Open on the PGA Tour, another major. A lot of exciting stuff going on, and we're excited. We're excited to help you make it rain. I think we can do that here, and we'll dive into the numbers, make some selections coming up. But we did talk a little bit about the upcoming free agency period and how Wojnarowski reported that LeBron, if they don't get AD and they don't get Anthony Davis, they're in trouble because none of the other guys, Kyrie and Butler right. and Kawhi Leonard and Tobias Harris and Kemba Walker and Clay Thompson, Chris Middleton, D'Angelo, the list goes on, especially the younger end of that spectrum sure. there. There's no interest in going to the Lakers. Now, does LeBron play a part in that? Yes. Do the Lakers play a part in that? Hell yes. Yes, yes absolutely. But I don't think it is a shock, at least it shouldn't be to people, that the reputation of LeBron James, and not that I blame LeBron at 33 years old, not wanting to, you know, doesn't want to be a mentor here at this point. I get right. it. But the way he treated those kids on that team, those young guys on the Lakers last year, and the way he has done it in Cleveland and kind of the word on the street for the 24 and 25 year olds is like, hell no.
You don't want to
play.
Right. You don't want
to. It's always going to be my fault if we don't win.
That's right.
And so that's the problem there with LeBron James.
And not for nothing, if you're looking to just go to La La Land, then go sign with the Clippers instead because you got a better option
right.
there. You know, yeah. Similar to how if you are going to want to come to New York for Broadway and all that stuff, don't come to the Knicks. Go to the Brooklyn Nets. But I got an idea for you, Joe, because you're right. Maybe what the Lakers have to do is play in the trade market, right? And
yes.
he doesn't like young players. And you know, there was buzz a few weeks ago. What about his good friend CP3 as an option?
Again, 34 years old. I can see the Jimmy Butler. I can see the older guys. Yeah.
It's his friend. He respects that. And the Rockets may look to pick that up. They said everyone's available.
Yeah.
Banana boy.
Going to be interesting. Love the drama. Love it.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
6 guys in double digits for the Toronto Raptors. The equal distribution and production from all of the guys there. 6 guys on Toronto is impressive. Kawhi was Kawhi in the fourth. And ultimately, there's no excuses. You had the opportunity to close them out in Scotiabank on your home court, and they didn't get the job done.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, welcome in here. Final hour, Make It Rain, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. Going to throw out a couple of these Make It Rain plays of the day that we like, including dive into some of the numbers. Blues, Bruins tonight, Game 7, Stanley Cup. Game 6 tomorrow, the NBA Finals. And, of course, we got some, you know, a couple of Major League Baseball games going on here, as we always do. And Tiger and Brooks Koepka and Rory getting ready to descend upon Pebble Beach. All sorts of options there for you, too. So we'll dive into a few of those. We'll do a little bit more tomorrow morning here on the show where the matchups come out, and we'll really start to live bet them with you here on the show, since Pebble Beach doesn't tee off till about 9 o'clock Eastern time. We will go ahead here tomorrow morning and really start to – we're just going to open up the books here. The old FanDuel accounts, we're going to open them up, and we're going to start live betting these matchups, and you're more than welcome to tag along, tail us, and have some fun doing that. Plus, we'll give you a couple of hints and some pointers at the whole live betting aspect as well, especially when it comes to golf. It's a lot of fun. It's a good time. And I got to tell you, though, yesterday, and I'm glad Bavona got these clips, because we started the show this morning, Dane, talking about the blame game and how
right
ever since KD went down, the minute that he went down there, the finger pointing and the blame game, which is what we do in today's society. There's never any personal responsibility taken anymore. It always has to be somebody's fault. It's never my fault. It's got to be your fault. Or it's never, it's his fault. He should have known. But no, it's always somebody else. It's always put, you know, pass the buck. And it's no different. It's just out of control now. There used to be a time, hard to believe, Dane, in society and in sports where guys would raise their hand and go, it's on me. Like, this was, I did it. Like, I screwed up here. We don't do that anymore on social media. You'd be hard-pressed to find anybody on social media ever, especially the handicapping industry. You'd be hard-pressed to find a handicapper that goes, "Woo, I sucked. It was terrible," right? It's not my fault. No, it wasn't my fault. It was the pitcher's fault. It was, it was this fault, that. And it rubs off, of course, now with professional sports, NBA, all across the landscape. Everybody has a problem with Kevin Durant having played. And everybody has no problem pointing the finger at the organization and the doctors. And we had a chance yesterday. And Bavona, you got these clips, 1, 2, and 3. Is that what I'm looking at here? Okay, so, well, we had a chance to talk to Michael Lee, who has known Kevin Durant for years, wrote a piece on him, covers him. He's with The Athletic. And you're going to hear, when we talked to him yesterday, this is, I think he represents everybody who is a big supporter of Kevin Durant here now. A guy that is passionate about it and just feels that Kevin Durant has gotten, and this is just the icing on the cake, that Kevin Durant has gotten so screwed by the media and the perception and the fans have not been fair to them. And you're going to be able to hear it in his voice. This is a guy, this is a guy that covers the NBA for 20 some odd years. Big Kevin Durant supporter. And I asked him, clip one, who is Kevin? Talk to me about Kevin Durant. What is he? And this is what he had to say.
For me, as somebody who's known him a long time, to see him have to go through this, to see him unfairly, to me, in my opinion, pressured to play a game in a series that was not going to do anything to change his reputation to me in this game. I just think the fans have been just totally irrational and unfair, and they've been disrespecting one of the true greats for far too long. It's a shame that some people decide to now want to give him his respect and his props when this is a two-time MVP, one of the greatest scorers that we've ever seen, a four-time scoring champion, a former MVP, one of the hardest workers that you'll ever see, one of the greatest teammates you'll ever see, a guy who sacrificed money, who gave up a lot of money to go to Golden State, who sacrificed stats, a guy who probably could, without this injury now, might even take away him being the all-time leading scorer. He gave up numbers to be a part of this team. He sacrificed his reputation to be a part of this team. And for every day, people to question him and to call him a snake and to say he's this and that, to me, I thought it's the most disgraceful display from fandom and irrational behavior, and not just from fans, even the media members.
Yeah, so I think, Dane, you can hear the disgust in this guy's voice. And Michael Lee is, again, 20 years he's been covering the NBA, but he is a diehard. He is a fan of Kevin Durant, and he's a member of the media as well. And he's disgusted with how he has been treated. But, again, isn't that being a little biased, though? Because never once did he mention anything about, Kevin opting for all of this. Did he not?
Free will. Free will.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
Right.
That's why instead, Joe, like I said, you lead this, and I said it at, in the 6 o'clock hour, you lead this with everyone wants to play the blame game. Not everyone, Joe. I don't want to play the blame game. I think that, this is just an unfortunate situation. As long as Kevin Durant and his team had complete and honest and accurate information, then they were able to make their choice. And I don't blame Kevin Durant for making that choice. That's what elite athletes do. They want to be out there no matter what with their team. That's the way it should be. It just came up as a whammy for him. It came up snake eyes. Everybody knew it. Me and my boys that are Knicks fans were like going into the game being like, I hope he doesn't tear his Achilles. Literally, right. That in our group chat, we were like, he's coming back. Just hope he, as long as he doesn't tear his Achilles, it's okay. And what do you know? That's exactly what happened. I think everyone knew that was the risk for the kind of compensation injury to happen. The knee bone's connected to the hip bone kind of thing. I think everyone knew the risks. He decided to roll the dice. It happened to come up snake eyes. I don't know that anyone is to blame, although you're right. It's 2019, so people are offended, and people want to find out who's to be accountable in this kind of way. Sometimes, though, there's just no one to blame. Sometimes it's just really unfortunate.
It's not stopping guys like Michael Lee from pointing the finger, sure. Though, Charles Barkley and others. And, you know, asked him, too, since you cover him, since you cover Golden State, what's next now? Like, what is cut number two, Bavona? What do we do now? He's missing a year. Like, what happens to Kevin Durant and Dub Nation from this point on?
Yeah, I mean, we missed him for 33 days, and now we might miss him for, you know, 10 to 12 months. And I don't know if that's a good enough trade-off. I feel like, obviously, he's somebody who made the Warriors unbeatable. You know, he's somebody who elevated them, you know, to just being a dynasty.
Yeah. And everything about that is absolutely 100%. They are a championship team. This series is over with Kevin Durant healthy. But it goes back to the point where the idea that they don't need Kevin Durant, I think that's been put to bed. And I don't necessarily think that. Yeah, I don't think that's a bad thing for Kevin Durant. For yes, did he not get a fair shake by the media? Has he? No, I absolutely. The soft label, the take the easy road. I get it. You know, but I think for the first time, as crazy as this is, Dane, an Achilles injury, you got to blow your Achilles out. And I think ultimately now, for the very first time in a weird way, Kevin Durant feels like he's a Golden State Warrior, that he's a part of that family. And I think that's going to go a long way in helping him decide what to do here in the next couple of weeks during the July deadline.
Yep, I think it's really interesting. Like Alex Rodriguez with the Yankees, for example, right? There was that narrative of, will he ever become a Yankee? Alex Rodriguez was the person who heard the noise around him. And then Alex Rodriguez delivered with a huge World Series and playoff effort in 2009 and felt a little bit more comfortable in his own skin afterwards. I wonder if Kevin Durant will follow a similar path. But one thing I want to know is, when is the deadline for KD to potentially opt into that player option year with Golden State? Because we keep on saying July 1st. Remember, the NBA actually changed it this year. I believe it's like June 30th at 8 p.m. or something. So we're talking about like 2 weeks. KD has to make this massive decision, which is the first domino to fall in the next 2 weeks. We're going to have to monitor this very closely.
Yeah, but I hope hopefully people will stop pointing fingers at that point and move on and look to the future. And so will we. Coming up, we'll look at the numbers for tomorrow night's game. Give you those Make It Rain plays next.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
All right, time to make it rain. You know who else makes it rain here? And I love this, Dane. I love when this list comes out every year because I'm always blown away by how much money is actually in the world of sports. And you want to talk about make it rain? My word. The Forbes highest paid athletes list has come out.
Ooh.
And we see this every year, right?
Or endorsements too. Is this endorsements?
Everything. This is pay, salary, winnings, endorsements combined. Okay. Gives All you right. everything. And right. It's just it blows me away. And it just goes to show in this country how we've got the World Cup going on, but we really don't understand the impact of soccer around the rest of the world.
Say. When you said this country, I was like, I'm going to bet that the highest people on this list are not in America. In fact, I'm going to guess Mr. Cristiano Ronaldo. Would I be right?
You would be top five.
Mm.
You would be
Messi?
Top five.
Neymar?
You would be top five. You'd be top five.
Hmm.
You've right, basically given – you ready? You've given one. All right, we'll start at the top.
I got three of the top five, right?
You got the first three. You got Messi, number one. 127 million in pay. All right. He's got 92 million in winnings and salary. He's got 35 million in endorsements.
Wow.
That's a lot. Two, Ronaldo. 109 million in pay, 65 million in salary, 44 million in endorsements. Then you got Neymar. Number three, guys. All right. 105 million in pay, 75 million in salary, 30 million in endorsements. Then you got number four. You want to take a guess at number four?
I'm going to guess it is another soccer player, but someone who's a little bit lower that I don't really know as well. Oh, I don't know. Someone like Kane or Suarez or De Bruyne or something like that.
You don't even have the right sport.
Oh, I just heard Venmo Brian in my ear. Could it be?
You don't even
could it be Canelo Alvarez?
Canelo Alvarez, boxing, number four, 94 million.
Thanks, Venmo
92
B. Thanks,
million.
Venmo B.
But only 2 million in endorsements. It's interesting. All of his money, of course, is in pay and salary and winnings because it is boxing. How about number five, rounding out that five?
Did Floyd fight this year is my clarifying question.
No,
he
did not.
I don't know if Floyd fought this year because if he did, I'd put Floyd up there.
Nope.
Connor?
Interesting that you would go that route. No, it's actually tennis. Roger Federer is your fifth highest paid athlete in the world. Federer, 93.4.
Whiskey business is doing better than that. I thought Connor's
it's interesting that he gets paid $93.5 million. He's got $7.5 million in salary and winnings. He's got $86 million in endorsement.
He's got a brand.
Roger Federer. So four out of your actually the top five highest paid athletes don't even participate in what is supposed to be the big four American sports. Right. Doesn't
They're
even
not
do it, guys. It's
none of them are
exactly. Yeah, none of them are
Canelo's
and they
Mexican.
Play, yeah, they play sports that on the worldwide landscape are just, you're talking one, two, and three. Certainly from a betting perspective, you know, there is no bigger bet sport than soccer, guys. And, you know, tennis is up there.
Tennis is big. The fight game is
boxing.
Big.
All right, so then we get to the next 10, and it's all Americans.
Okay.
All right, so 6 through 10 are American. The top five, non-Americans, non-American sports, so to speak. You come in Russell Wilson, number 6. Aaron Rodgers, number 7.
Right.
LeBron James,
this doesn't count,
Steph Curry,
like the Bryce Harper,
Kevin
Manny Durant.
Durant
contracts, right? This doesn't count.
Yeah,
like-
no. LeBron James, Steph Curry, and Kevin Durant are 8, 9, and 10. So that rounds out your top 10 there. So you've got two football guys and three basketball guys are 6 through 10. You got three soccer guys, a tennis guy, and a boxer in the top five, and then our man who's playing tomorrow, Tiger, at 11.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger is 12. And believe it or not, we actually have a auto racer in here. We've actually got a dude from auto, Lewis Hamilton. I didn't realize. Lewis
He's
Hamilton.
Yep. That's like the drag race.
What is Anthony Joshua?
He's that boxer that got knocked out by Andy Ruiz.
That got knocked the hell out, right? Yeah, number 13. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? That's actually, so we don't even have a baseball player until number 17, which is Mike Trout.
Just Trout. With Canelo, I wonder, and I don't know if you have it in front of you, but one of the things I'd wonder is, remember, he's big invested in that that new network, right? Like DAZN, DAZN or whatever. And I think he's got a piece of that, which has got to be a good chunk of the reason why he's so high.
Yeah, and only $2 million in endorsements, obviously. But do you know how much endorsement Mike Trout has? How much money he makes from endorsements?
Not a lot.
And here lies the problem, guys. $3 million.
That's
he makes $50 million in salary. That's it. And that's the problem. But yet, you know, you had mentioned Lionel, Ronaldo, Neymar, $35 million, $44 million, $30 million in endorsements. Federer, $86 million. These guys can't walk down the street without somebody recognizing them. Mike Trout, you'll run him over, and you might not stop, but at the you'll be like, I don't know, who's this dude? Who is this guy? Yep. $3 million in endorsements.
And it's crazy that, you know, these football players get more endorsements. They're wearing helmets, but they're still more recognizable than, you know, we did last year at some point. We did a bracket of, like, who is the face of baseball, and we met for that, like the PR, the buzz, you know. And we were thinking about guys like Trout, guys like Aaron Judge, but, like, we did a 16, you know, like, seed tournament, Joe. By the time we were, like, the 7 or 8 seed, it were guys that were, like, baseball fans know, but the broad public didn't know. Like, we literally had Shohei Ohtani as, like, the 6th seed in that tournament because of, like, name recognition. But think of some of these great stars. Like, you ain't recognizing Nolan Arenado if he bumped into you on the street. You know what I mean? You don't know. You don't know Paul Goldschmidt. You don't know. You might know Altuve because he's, like, 5'5". You know what I mean? But there's not many players in baseball that have that kind of public notoriety. Trout, you know, Aaron Judge, let's say. We were putting in guys like Justin Verlander because he's connected to Kate Upton. You know, so I think that speaks to it as well, Joe. You know, the notoriety or the publicity of baseball is just not where it was. But then again, this is a sport, you know, that waxes poetic about their nostalgic record book, wouldn't let Bryce Harper, like, decorate his bat, don't want people putting anything on their cleats, and that's why can't, you know, frowns at the bat flips, you know, and that's why these guys aren't as marketable as in other sports.
Yeah. Conor McGregor coming in at 21 there. I guess, another
Lauren.
$15 million.
How is DeMarcus Lauren that high?
Yeah. Signed that big contract over there. Harper is coming in at 23. Yep. Kyrie, Chris Paul, but it's NBA guy. It's NBA. It's football guys. It's you know, the American sports are. You've got Tiger and Phil in the golf world. You got a couple of auto racing gentlemen, but there's Rory. But it's everything is golf.
And from because you hear about baseball contracts, right? Big news about the $300 million for Manny Machado. You think that they would be so high on this list, but
there
relatively speaking, they're not.
38. Yep, 38. Manny Machado. 30. Yeah, wow. Exactly. And it makes total sense. Yep. Why is Gordon Hayward on this list?
With, you know, tennis players, soccer players from around the country, you know, that sort of thing. So listen, let's put it this way. If you're raising a kid in America right now, put a soccer ball in front of them. not a baseball bat. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Or a golf club, that sort of thing.
That's correct. And David Price rounds out the top 50 there. David Price rounds out your top 50. Another guy doesn't even make $1 million in endorsements, and yet he's one of the top 50 highest paid athletes in the world. That's baseball's problem right there, guys, in a nutshell. You're worried about popularity. You're worried about growing the sport. Well, you can't grow the sport if you don't grow the popularity of your stars. You're paying them. He's a top 50 player in the world from a salary standpoint, and he's got less than $1 million in endorsements. I mean, come on.
There you go, Venmo.
Exactly. Thank you, Venmo. Exactly.
The same in endorsements as Mike Trout. If that doesn't tell you the levels, right? And how they're not up against each other, and it's apples and oranges. And that's a Major League Baseball problem. That's, you know, that's baseball not understanding how to market to society these days.
In a nutshell, man, and that's going to continue to be the problem for them until they're able to get baseball players, because baseball spent all those years marketing brands, Yankees,
right,
Dodgers,
right,
Red Sox.
The name on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back.
Yankees don't even have names on the back for a reason, guys. But I will say this, you know, the reason so many of the iconic Yankees you know is a lot of that was pre-social media. All of it mostly was pre-social media. And so you didn't have to necessarily promote the stars, because the stars, there wasn't a whole lot of competition. Everybody who knew Mickey Mantle was. Like, everybody knew who Joe DiMaggio was in this country. It, you know, that was it. But today, you are, you know, having $3 million, making $400 million, and only $3 million is in endorsements. And nobody outside of Anaheim knows what you look like except for a couple of parts of Western New Jersey and South Philly.
Right.
That's it. And that's crazy.
It's true.
And that's crazy to me.
And true hardcore fans or, you know, investors like us. You know, you have to be actually in the game to know Mike Trout, who is, by the way, widely regarded as the best player of a generation.
Gracious.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, let's put it this way, though, Joe. You and I, we know who Ronaldo is. We know who Messi is, right? We know who Neymar is. You think anybody in Spain knows who Mike Trout is? You think anybody in Venezuela knows who Mike Trout is? I don't think so. And that speaks to it. Like, we know who Roger Federer is, you know, and that sort of stuff. I don't think people in Europe know who Mike Trout is. They know who Aaron Rodgers is. They know who Tom Brady is. But they don't know who Mike Trout is. They know who LeBron is. They know who Kevin Durant is and Steph Curry. But they don't know Mike Trout and Aaron Judge.
And that's the that list tells you everything you need to know about how to grow popularity and how to build your stars. That final column, not the first two columns. That final column is what matters the most. Yep,
that's Mike
unreal.
Trout.
All right, we'll dive in. We'll give you our Make It Rain plays of the day, including NHL Game 7 coming up. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account and enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers are rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Let this play, Joe.
That's
good stuff.
Nice. That's it, man. John Papa there, man. I think he's he ate himself at some particular point in the game there. But welcome in. Make it rain. Little Blues Travelers here in the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. All right, big night tonight. Blues, Bruins, Stanley Cup, Game 7. Who is going to hoist this cup, guys? Who is it going to be? We'll start with that. And, you know, we talked a little bit about this early on. And, listen, here's the way I look at this. I do think that both of these teams are very evenly matched. And I do think also that the Bruins have been around. I think this is the fourth home game for them, and I do believe they've been always around anywhere between minus 160 and minus 170 as a favorite. And, you know, I'm sorry, that is a big number. This shouldn't be to a game seven if you are legitimately a minus 160 to 170 favorite. And I do think, once again, the value here tonight lies with the St. Louis Blues, who are at plus 145. And, I do think it is game sevens. Anything can happen. Weird bounce. You got a goalie that gets so hot. You know,
yeah.
To me, for a coin flip game like this, and I truly believe it is, give me the plus 145. Give me the value on it.
Why wouldn't you take the plus 1.5 goals then, Joe?
I will, because I'm going to back the Blues, and I'm going to back the plus. Yeah, I'm going to take the goals as well. I'm going to correlate the bets, but to me, the value lies in the team. If you're telling me all things being equal, and maybe, you know, Boston is just a little bit better, I'm going to give me plus 145 all day long. I'll lay it because I do think there's going to be an empty netter at some particular point there towards the third. I think the third is going to be the highest scoring period. I fully expect the St. Louis Blues to finally pull through here. And goalies, real volatile, aren't they? You don't know. They could both get lit up.
Yeah.
They could both stand on their head. Anything can happen in a game seven. And history tells us, you know, game sevens throughout Stanley Cup, Stanley Cup history, guys, it's almost 50-50 between home court home ice advantage and not. And, you know, we talked to Ken Danico yesterday, too. And Ken, who's been to, he was in 12 game sevens in his career. And he said the ones that he won his last one, but he said it was so much easier being on the road in Not a game pressure. Seven than being at home. Exactly. So for that, give me the Blues, man. Give me the Blues plus 145. Give me the plus 1.5 goals. I'm taking Blues all night long here, Dane, in this game.
All right, here's the thing. I'm going to listen. Bavona knows better than me. Joe knows better than me, all right? So do not follow me on a pick. But I want the Blues. You know why? Because I would be sick and tired of seeing that damn kid at another parade at the end of the week.
Good enough reason.
I do not want to see this kid at another damn parade, me going into my weekend. And if they win, the city of Boston would be the reigning Stanley Cup champions, the reigning NFL champions, the reigning World Series champions. And for a Puerto Rican from New York, I can't deal with that, okay? So give me the Blues.
I can't argue with that in the least bit. That's some of the that was a fantastic breakdown, one in
That's
which I agree 100%.
You. There you go.
100% do I agree with you. All right, so we'll take a look now. As we give you our Make It Rain plays tonight,
sure.
Game 7,
Let's
you
go.
Got that. Tomorrow, Game 6, and we still have another day to see what the odds are. But let's give an update as far as what the numbers are telling us between Toronto and Golden State right now. What's the latest, Dane?
Sure. So what I got, and I'm over on the FanDuel Sportsbook, you know, our kind of partner here at the Fantasy Sports Network. I am seeing 3 points as the spread. Golden State -3. Right now, I know you say it's been at down to 2.5 in some books. Right now on FanDuel, -3, and I'm seeing Golden State -150, Toronto +130, 211.5 is your total.
Yeah, so it's coming down. There's some Toronto money coming in, Dane, is what it looks like. Opened up at what, 4.5?
Yeah. I saw 3.5 yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, so it's the money's coming in. I do think we're probably going to be around 3. I do anticipate closer to tip off that we are going to get that whole Golden State California money come rolling in and kind of change it a little bit. I do know there is this idea that Golden State is never going to lose. You can't beat Golden State 3 times in the Oracle in a 7-game series. Which is ultimately what's going on. But my answer to that is, if you think this year's NBA Finals is like any other thing else that we have ever seen, you do realize four of the 5 games have been won by the road team. So that's where we're at right
only
now.
Only game four one, right? Only game one was the only home team win.
Yeah, so that's kind of what we got going on. That's kind of what we got going on here right now, guys. We've got road teams dominating on the road in the NBA, which we've always said, right? Home court in the NBA, that means a lot. Yeah, not so much here, guys. Not so much here. The road teams seem to dominate. So I throw all of that out the window, and I just look at this and go, depending on the side you're on, just try and get the best number possible for you. And if you're Golden State and the number's starting to get away from you, and then, you know, you were laying 4.5. Now you're laying 3.5, 3. We saw 2.5s in some books here already in Vegas. You know, you got nothing to lose here. Waiting maybe, you know, at least another half a day or so. See how much more Golden State or Toronto money comes in. Makes your number a little bit better. Why not? You know, why not? And if you're Toronto, if you're happy with what you're looking at right now, you think they're going to win money line. It might get worse for you, Toronto, because there might be more and more money coming in on you. It's already gotten away from you a little bit. You may want to lock it in today if you like that money line, if you think they're going to win. My gut is telling me this is over tomorrow night. You know, 9 lives and a cat, and Golden State has already gone. They're not a cat, and they've already gone through 7. And I think it runs out. They're just too much. I think they are... They're too athletic. The Golden State is too hurt, and
I think Steph's running on empty.
And you know what? I got news for you. So is Kawhi, guys. I mean, you do realize Kawhi was nowhere to be found in that game outside of a 5-minute stretch.
We thought Kawhi was hurt last series against Milwaukee. We thought he was hurt with the leg.
Yeah.
And now
he's
just keeps going.
Yeah, I think he's running out of game. Everybody is. I mean, it's just a long
game 6 of the NBA Finals. Yes. They played 100 games so far, guys. You know, like, It's everyone's banged up.
I will do this, though. I will approach it the same way I did the last three games. I'm gonna back Golden State first half, okay? Because
right.
I think the energy, and I do think Kevin Durant
you
coming
like that
out.
First half
and
over.
Give me the first half Golden State. I'll lay the one and a half, whatever it's going to be. I'll take Golden State first half, but I'm taking Toronto full game here because I do think Toronto will kick it into another gear. They'll take care of business in the second half, and that'll be the end of the series.
All right, we will see. I'm sure we're going to talk about it a lot tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And honestly, Joe, one of the angles I'm going to be bringing up a lot is the potential for Draymond Green to get his seventh technical of the playoffs.
Yes.
The impact of that. Draymond Green knows it. But guess what? I think the refs know it too. And so I wonder how this game will be called. Remember we talked about game five, how they were calling everything? I wonder if the refs, specifically around Draymond Green, if it's in everybody's head. That's one thing that I am going to be looking for. Joe, I know we only got a couple of minutes left. I want to remind everybody, Edwin Jackson is on the hill for the Toronto Blue Jays today, Joe. You need
how
to know
did
about
I know
that.
You were going there. I
and
just
I
knew it.
He's at Baltimore, so it's interesting. You got minus 110 on both sides for the Baltimore Orioles and Edwin Jackson. The first five total, Joe, is right now 5.5 or 6. I think runs will be scored. I also think in the last game of today with the ladies, I think goals will be scored. Give me the over 2.5 for France and Norway. Norway won 3-0. In their first game, France, you know, is one of the big-time contenders. And I think the 13-goal performance by the United States yesterday may inspire France a little bit to put the ball in the net to try to keep up. Norway can score, guys. So a 2-1 France win, and I'm above the line, okay? Give me the over in that game, over 2.5 goals, France and Norway.
Like that, man. Like that. As a matter of fact, I'm playing that right now. We'll dive into a lot of the U.S. Open stuff, golf tomorrow, including a whole bunch of props, some matchups, and those types of things. Again, 9 o'clock Eastern time will be the tee off there in Pebble Beach. But I'll just throw a couple out if you want to take a look. I think Tiger Woods at a reasonable plus 115, 120 top 10 finish. That's a direction I'm going. Brooks Koepka. Top 5, top 10, top 20, anything along those lines, guys. I think even top 5, I think, is about plus 200. So there's still some value on Brooks Koepka. And given his track record, even if he doesn't win, is there anybody that thinks he's not going to be there on Sunday one way or the other? Yeah, he's going to be around. And I do like an American to win the U.S. Open as opposed to a European or outside of the U.S. So that is minus 145. That's another prop that I'll be looking at along with, we'll go ahead and dive into the matchups and who our big bombs are. We'll do that tomorrow. But that would be a kind of way that I'm looking at. Give me Koepka, top 5, top 10, and give me Tiger, certainly top 10. I think that's like printing money there.
Hey, and Joe, also, I know you've been talking about how at the U.S. Open, the scores, you know, people aren't going to dominate. The line right now is minus 8 for the winning score. So it sounds like you think the winning score may be more like around minus 5 or so, unless one guy goes out there and runs away and hides. But that's where that line is, like minus 8, minus 7.5 for the winning score. So we could talk about that tomorrow as well.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye on, too. Is there a hole-in-one at the U.S. Open is an interesting prop. Normally, not great. Pebble Beach?
Awesome.
Yeah, 7 aces in 5 previous U.S. Opens at Pebble Beach. That prop, minus 140 right now. Just throwing that out there. We'll have a whole list of that as well.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on for tomorrow.
We got a lot
Patty
of that
Cantley
to go over there.
Nice little first-round score. He's plus money, Joe. Patrick Cantlay, plus money to be under 70.5.
Yeah, I can't wait. So I'm like, I just, it's going to be, they're going to be a lot of Jordan Spieth taking on Dustin. The matchups tomorrow are awesome.
A lot of stuff.
First round. And we're going to be live betting it too, guys, on the show tomorrow morning. So if you want to dive into that, and if you have any questions regarding that, we can help you and walk you through that tomorrow morning. We'll be doing a lot of live betting tomorrow, U.S. Open. And I got to tell you, I love your pick, man. Fade Edwin Jackson. Fade him, baby. Fade him. And give me Verlander, by the way.
All right.
Give me Verlander at home, minus 130. I'll take that all day long, too.
Brandon Murray scores the goals today.
Yep. Good luck, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Morning after next.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm going to make it rain.
And if you guys think this is going to be a big scoring game, then look at the, you know, look at the Bruins first period. Look at the look at the Bruins over 3.5 goals. Look at the third period being the highest scoring period. Those types of props. These are the types of things. Hell, if you think Boston's going to win, then you know, in all likelihood, either way in a game seven, there's going to be an empty netter attempted or possible because right, whoever's down. So whatever side you are, take the -1.5. Take the take the puck line, because whoever's going to win this, in all likelihood, is going to get a freebie. They're going to get a freebie at the end. Yeah, yeah, it's a good possibility. So, but yes, I think Tuukka Rask, you got Binnington, you've got guys that certainly Rask is on the inside track for the Conn Smythe.
Okay.
Boston's offense keeps rolling. They drop another 4 goals, let's say, on Binnington. Obviously not, but if he stops 42 shots tonight, Binnington, and St. Louis wins, plus 500. But I would say scoring is going to be a lot of fun. I do think it's going to be one of these. Everything that these guys, they're going to be shooting it on net. There's going to be a lot of second chance opportunities. There's, I do have a feeling this is going to be one of those. I'm looking at the over. I think there's going to be a lot of action here tonight, Stanley Cup Game 7. Wouldn't it all surprise me if we see a 4-3, 5-4, that kind of situation going on here? Yeah, I do think, because guys are going to take chances that they might not in a game three or four. But I do think with game seven on the line, I would say these guys throw caution and win and just and go to town, man. And that'll be the end of it.
Okay, so I like the idea.
Over five and a half.
So yeah. That idea of over five and a half, too, because you could get that cheap goal. I could very easily see it being, say, 3-2 and then extend it to 4-2, which will give you the win on the over.
That's correct. I think the highest, I'm not sure what the prop is for the highest scoring period. The highest scoring period, I think, is it should be the third, and it should be some pretty decent numbers there. Let me see here. I'm showing 220, plus 220 for the third period. Highest scoring period three at plus 220. Like I said, one team going to be down going into the third. It's going to be they're going to throw caution in the wind here. And you tell us, Bavona, how do you think it's going to be tight tonight, or do you think these guys are just going to let it all hang out, man, and they're going to be taking chance after chance after chance here?
You know something? I think that you have no choice. It's game seven. The only thing you can do, you have to take every single chance that you can. And yep. I would not expect.
What does that mean, though, guys, in hockey? Like, for the layman, what does that mean, taking every chance? Does that mean, like, your top lines are on the ice more? Does that mean you're going to try to cut passes off? What does that mean?
Yeah, you go for exactly
all out.
The other thing I would say, too, is that you're going to see a lot. There's a very possibility that in between periods, you might see different line changes. You might see guys on different lines.
Oh, I see.
You know, like they might move Brad Marchand from one line, maybe down. They move him to the check line to get a little more energy and get a little more,
physicality.
Yeah, well, that answers the question. That makes sense to me. Okay,
and you're right.
I'm not a hockey expert. So when you talk about letting, what does that mean in that context?
That means Marchand going for a steal there and taking a risk and laying out and maybe leaving them shorthanded on defense kind of thing. Seeing defense and take chances they probably normally wouldn't, but they're trying to make a play and all of a sudden now you've got 3-on-1s, 3-on-2s, you've got that kind of breakaways, that kind of thing along those lines.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.